Christmas changes everything.
Precious children, to lift our hearts in worship and celebrate the birth of the one who came, the first Christmas, the one who continues to bring joy to our world.
We're gathered here to worship Him. Let celebration now begin. The precious babe has come to save. So lift our voices and now proclaim. He has come. He has come. Joy to the world. Let earth receive her King. Let heaven and nature sing joy to the world. This gift given to us, revealing the Father's great love. Joy, joy.
gathered here, and we're alive, 'cause we have seen our salvation's light. And he rules the world with truth and grace. Let every heart now employ his praise. We're singing joy to the world. Let earth receive her king. Let heaven and nature sing joy to the world. This gift given to us, revealing Father's great love. Joy, joy, oh what joy, joy.
He has come, he has come, he
sing joy to the world. This gift given to us, revealing the Father's great love. Joy to the world. Let earth receive her king. Let heaven and nature sing joy to the world. This gift given to us, revealing the Father's great love.
Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature. Rejoice, rejoice, for Christ has come. The Savior of the world has come. Bringing peace to everyone. The Savior of the world has come. Sing the carol, sound the horn. Ring the bells, the child is born. Little drummer, play your drum. The Savior of the world has come.
Yes, Jesus is King. He is the King of glory, the Lion of Judah, the Holy Lamb of God. This sovereign king left his kingdom and entered into our time and space on a miraculous mission of rescue. He knew the price. He knew the cost. But his love for us was so strong and so pure. His God-driven, unconditional love changed history forever when he left the splendor of heaven and journeyed to a manger in Bethlehem.
One glorious night, when love crossed over and cast aside both crown and throne to live beside the common man, as was foretold, the promised one.
And there he lay in humble straw as angels sing goodwill to all, a gift from God to perfect child. Behold, I bring you tidings, tidings of great joy. The world has found its answer in a child that's born on this night.
The world would never be the same. The answer to man's greatest need lay in a stable in Bethlehem. This holy child was sent from God to be the door between heaven and earth. No wonder the angels proclaimed glad tidings of great joy. No wonder great kings sought to find him and worship him. It was truly a holy night.
A holy night, O starry sky, we were dead until tonight. Christmas changes everything. I'll make a world inside our
We are in the middle of the most wonderful time of the year. The sights and the sounds of Christmas are everywhere. Most of us have already or will soon be putting up a tree. Some will decorate throughout the house and others will string lights on the outdoor shrubs or maybe even set out a manger scene. Then there are those who fill up their lawns with all sizes and shapes of objects that when lit up can be seen from the International Space Station. Every year there are certain traditions that we observe. Almost all of us will tune in to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, or White Christmas, or Home Alone. In fact, this holiday season, many will watch all 15 new Hallmark Christmas movies. And guess what? They all end the same way. One of our favorite Christmas movies is Elf. According to Buddy the Elf, the four main food groups are candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrups. The holidays seem to bring a sudden urge for all things loaded with sugar. Even those of us who seldom or never eat sweets find ourselves stuffing our faces with all kinds of cakes and pies and donuts and cookies and candy. Well, in January, some of us are going to step on the bathroom scales only to find it to read to infinity and beyond. In the midst of all that will transpire during this delightful season, there is one powerful, all-encompassing truth that shines above it all. Christmas changes everything. That night that Christ was born, God initiated and put it into motion. His plan to make a way that we could be changed We could be made new on the inside, that we would know peace and feel God's love and presence came. You see, this child of Bethlehem came to change our direction, to change our desires, and yes, to change our destiny. Christmas is the season of joy, the singing of carols, and the humming of familiar melodies. And yet the reality is, for many in this room, the song has a hollow ring to it. Even Christians can lose their joy and lose their way. You see, the storms of life can take their toll on all of us. And some of you, you may be sitting here right now or watching online, and you're feeling nothing. No emotion, no peace, no hope. Life has disappointed you. It's been unfair for no real reason. Maybe you're discouraged, tired, beaten down by the struggles and unanswered questions. You no longer believe that God cares, no longer believe in prayer. Maybe you've given up on Jesus, but you know what? He hasn't given up on you. Not a single day, not a single hour has he ever stopped loving you, and he never will. Even when you can't hear his voice or see his hand, he's still standing with his arms open wide, reaching, calling, longing to restore your joy and to make all things new.
All is calm and all is bright everywhere, but in your heart tonight, they're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone and too far out of reach. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you. Somewhere in your silent. From heaven's height to manger low, there is no distance the Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, your love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and he always will. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you. Somewhere in your silent night, lift your head, lift your heart. Emmanuel will meet you where you are. He knows your hurt. That he came. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you. Somewhere in your silent night, love. find you. Love will find you.
Christ has come to bring us life, and there is hope for every one of us. Hope has a name. Before the foundation of the world, God knew that we would need a Savior. We would need a Redeemer. And in the fullness of time, Jesus, the precious Lamb of God, tenderly entered our world in the most simple and lowly way. It was the greatest demonstration of love that the world would ever know. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this Son came as a lamb. He would become a conquering king, but he came as a lamb. He would be King of kings and Lord of lords, but he came as a lamb. and he came for you. Shepherds came seeking this lamb, and their lives would never be the same. The angelic host formed a choir and sang from the heavenlies. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. It's great to know that God so loved the world, but even more important to know that God loves you.
Now, here it is. Many years have passed. They say his time has come and passed. Oh, but I am so glad this truth remains, that you're still the Lamb of God.
John looked over the horizon and saw one walking as no man walked. And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He's still saving. He's still redeeming. And he's still there for you today. Receive him. He will change your life. Time cannot change him. He's still the Holy Lamb of God.
Still holy, still righteous, still.
The Bible says there is coming a day when the Lamb of God will descend from heaven with a shout, and every person from every tribe and nation who chose to receive God's gift that first Christmas morn will be forever changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, until that day, the one who was and is to come will still be changing lives.
You know, one of the things that we always think about at Christmas is God coming to earth. And they've sang about it so well today. And as we think about those things, I want you to think about the fact that God came down to earth during this time. And he came as a human being to do some things that we as human beings just have a hard time to understand sometimes, you know. And I want to read you just a passage of scripture. It says in Luke chapter 1 that Mary, after she had visited with Zechariah and Elizabeth, and Elizabeth had just been filled with the Holy Spirit, and she just praised the Lord. And Mary's gave her praise as well. It says there that Mary said, "My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on my humble condition of his servant. Surely now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. His name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of their thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones, and he exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and to his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors." I just want to tell you about three things about that scripture that we just read. You know, Mary praised the Lord for the fact that he saved her from her sins. She knew that he was a savior. And every one of us that look into this time period and see the fact that Mary has praised the Lord with all of her heart. She says, "My soul magnifies his greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." You know, as you think about Mary, thinking about those things, the fact that he appeared to her, sent the angel Gabriel to appear to her in that time period, every one of us have that time, or we should have that time, when we recognize that God is our Savior. And as we think about that, we think about the fact that the promises that God has given to us, you know, the promises that he has put in his word for us to know. And she knew those promises, and she commented on them promises. She knew that also that he would be a Savior to the world from generation to generation. You know, I think about John 3:16. It says there that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And there ought to be a time in our lives that we recognize that. Mary recognized that she needed a Savior and that Jesus was her Savior. We ought to recognize the promises that God gives us. And these our choir today has sung about those promises. And as we think about him knowing from promise to promise, from Abraham to Jacob to Isaac and all the way through the generations, he has provided salvation for people. It's always been his plan to provide salvation for his people. But guys, most importantly, and I want you to get this more than anything, just like that song that Steve sang, he knows where you're at today. He knows where you are. He understands where you're coming from. And as we think about where we're at, I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I believe the promises that God has made to me? Do I believe that he knows my name, like in Psalms 139, where it talks about, and verse 13, where it talks about the fact that he knit us together in our mother's womb? That he knows the days that he set before us. Look at that verse. It says, "You were formed. You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Guys, that's how our Father works. And I want you to think about who is talking about this in this scripture? Who is proclaiming these praises? It's a teenage young woman who knows the word of God and knows of the promises of God. And think about how difficult that would be in her situation to know, because she wouldn't have had a copy of the Bible. We are so blessed to have copies upon copies. You know, a couple of weeks ago I preached, and I ain't seen that Bible since I preached. I don't know which one of you guys have it, but somebody's got my Bible. But you know what? I have a Bible at my house. I have a Bible in my office that I leave in my office. I have Bibles all over the place. We've got it on our phones. We've got it on our tablets. We've got it anywhere that we choose. But this young lady didn't have the Word of God, but yet she had so listened to it and so instilled it in her heart that she remembered the promises of it. And she knew that God had knit her together in her mother's womb, and that He had chosen her to be the Lord's, the Messiah's mother. And He had placed her in that place. But let me tell you something. Not only did He choose Mary, but He chose the world to receive salvation. And every one of us have that opportunity. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It don't say anything about the fact that there's conditions and things that you have to do. If you believe, and if you believe something, then you're going to have action. It's faith has action to it. It's just not saying that I believe it. It's believing it and doing what God wants you to do, because that's what salvation is. Faith is an action word. And every one of us have to act upon what we know, and we have to trust God with our lives. And we have to, I always tell our youth, guys, it's one of those things. The Bible is written to you, and it is a living word, a living word that is active and will change your life. Just like Christmas changes anything, everything, Jesus changes everything. The Bible will change your life if you will read it and get into it. And He will give you hope. Because I look at this world and I, like I told you the last time I preached just a couple of weeks ago, I don't like the news. I don't watch the news very often. I read some things and try to keep up with what's going on in world events. But guys, I look past the fact that I have hope of eternal life, and you can have that hope too. You can have hope in the fact that Jesus Christ is going to provide everything that you need today. And as you do that, see, as you do that, you're putting your faith in Jesus Christ. You know, one of the things that I really, really would want to get across, and they said it so well, is that with God, all things are possible. Isn't that what He told Mary when she surrendered? How is that going to happen to me? How am I going to become pregnant without knowing a man? But all things are possible for God. And then He told her about Elizabeth. You know, as we think about those things, we should not ever limit God in our lives or otherwise, because God's going to use everything to make you more and more like Him. You know, as you think about this world and the fact that maybe this is the time that God said that you would begin an eternal life with Him. Maybe you're here today and you don't know. You know, there was a time in my life that I questioned my salvation, a real long time, that I questioned my salvation. But when I began to read the Word and began to pray whether I had eternal life, God revealed to me when I had truly gotten saved. And He'll do the same for you. You can have assurance of salvation. You don't have to wonder. Guys, I don't wonder about my salvation. But let me tell you something. There's an appointed time that Jesus Christ came to earth. Pastor David told you about that time last week. But there's an appointed time that you have to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And it's during this lifetime. Have you done that today? Have you accepted Him? Are you in constant fellowship with Jesus Christ? You know, the Bible says pray without ceasing. And I believe because of Mary's praise. We can look at, she knew what God had done for her. She knew what God had done for her nation and keeping his promises. But also she knew what the promises of Israel were. That they was going to have a king on the throne. Is Jesus on the throne of your life today? Because that's where he wants to be. You know, as we come to a close today, I want you to ask yourself that question. Is Jesus sitting on the throne in your heart? Is he directing your path? Because if he's not, that's where he needs to be. That's where he wants to be. And every one of us have to make a choice whether he sits on that throne or we get in the driver's seat. Let's pray. Father, if there's one here that doesn't know you today, Father, we know that every one of us have an opportunity. Father, you tell us that in your word. Father, and it's not the words that we say. It's just an act of faith that we come to you. We can do it by saying a prayer to you and designating that, Father God, as an opportunity to come to you. But Father, none of us can come on our works. None of us can come on our righteousness. Father, the only way that we can be righteous is by the blood of Jesus. Father, if there's one here that questions their salvation, Father, I just pray for them and I pray that they would come forward and just make it to drive a post in the ground and say, this is the day that I know I got saved. But Father, even when we do that, Satan wants to create doubt. And Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you would help us to be in your word. Father, help us to think back to the fact that we ask you into our hearts and our lives. Father, I pray if there's one here that needs to come and pray for a family member or lost in this world, Father, I pray that they would do that. I pray, Lord, that you would just help them to feel at home and to come to you at these altars. Father, we can meet you anywhere. We can do it in our seats. But Father, if you have them to come, Father, they will have somebody there to meet with them and to pray with them. And Father, it does say in the word that we should tell each other and build each other up. So Lord, just help us to do that. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.